The English alphabet has only 26 letters, but there are over 44 sounds. This can be a problem for English learners. Today, on Everyday Grammar, we will learn about the past tense ending, ed, for regular verbs. We will learn that it is pronounced differently depending on the letters it follows. The suffix ed is used to form the regular past tense of a verb or as a past participle ending. We use the past tense to talk about things happening before the present or about completed action. For example, I listened to music this morning at the gym. I helped my neighbor water her garden. I waited all day for my brother to call me. These are all examples of the simple past tense of regular verbs. Did you notice any difference? Listen again to the way that each verb is pronounced. Listened, helped, waited. The ed ending of all three verbs sounds different. Listened has a d sound at the end. Helped has a t sound at the end. And waited has an id sound. When we speak, air causes the vocal cords to move, producing sound. That sound can be changed using parts of our mouth and tongue to produce words. If we produce a sound with our vocal cords, we create a vibration that we can feel. Place your hand on your throat while speaking to feel the vibration. These sounds are called voiced sounds. Voiced sounds include all vowels. In addition, the consonants b, g, d, v, and z are voiced. So are m, n, l, r, y, j, and voiced the sound, as in the word the. For example, the verbs roam, believe, and enjoy end in voiced sounds. Voiceless sounds do not use the vocal cords to produce the sound, so you will not feel a vibration when you say them. Voiceless consonants include p, k, t, s, f, sh, ch, and voiceless th, like in the word teeth. Verbs that have voiceless sounds at the end include watch, help, and laugh. We have three rules in English to help decide how to pronounce ed endings for regular past tense verbs. 1. If the last letter of the regular verb ends in a voiced consonant or a vowel sound, pronounce the ed ending as just d. For example, roam, roamed. Believe, believed. Enjoy, enjoyed. 2. If the last letter of the regular verb ends in a voiceless consonant, pronounce the ed ending as just t. For example, watch, watched. Help, helped. Laugh, laughed. 3. Finally, if the regular verb ends in either a t sound or a d sound, pronounce the ed ending as id, which creates a separate syllable at the end of the verb. For example, need, needed, want, wanted, decide, decided. Let us look at these rules in action with an example from a song by Taylor Swift called Cardigan. Try to hear the different ways Taylor pronounces the verbs with ed as she sings. To kiss and go. The first past tense verb is needed. We can hear that needed has an id sound at the end. That is because the verb need ends in a d sound. The next verb is marked. Mark ends in the voiceless consonant k, so the voiceless ed ending t is used. Lastly, we have tried. The verb try ends in a vowel sound, I. All vowels are voiced, so use the voiced sound d as our ed ending. Today, we learned that the pronunciation of the ed ending for regular verbs in the past tense changes. The correct pronunciation depends on the ending of the root verb. Different pronunciations are used if the root verb ends in a voiced sound, a voiceless consonant, or a t or d sound. Here is a list of regular verbs. Can you guess how they are pronounced in the past tense? Mix. Play, repeat, cook, gather. And finally, listen to your favorite songs in English. If the song is in the past tense, can you hear which sounds are used for the regular past tense? Is it a d sound, a t sound, or an id sound? You can share your written exercise in the comments below. But also try to say the sounds aloud. I'm Faith Perlow.